This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3988 for Wednesday, the 15th of November 2023. Today's show is entitled Be Perkum. It is hosted by Operator and is about 13 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is Operator talks about Beeper.com, a multi-chat client. You are listening to a show from the Reserve Queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. This is a community project that needs listeners to contribute shows in order to survive. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host, Operator. Apologies for the sound. I'm again in the car for the next 3 hours or so. So I'm going to use this time to do an episode or two. And this one's going to be about Beeper.com or multi-chat client protocols and my experience with it so far. I asked probably a month or two ago, somebody else in the Discord saying, hey, what are my options? You know, we got all these chat things, and I'm too old to track all this stuff. At one point in time, I wanted to create a script that would scrape URLs from Discord and Mastodon, all the chats and all my stuff and everything, and scrape, do me like a daily digest and remove duplicates of where, you know, where they were and what channels, who said what, in what channels, and what clients. Never got around to it, and actually it's a pretty good idea. Because chances are, anything worth reading or anything worth knowing about is probably going to be, right, a web link or a URL, right? There might be some screenshots that might give you some indication, but it's always followed up with a URL, right? Anything worth looking at or reading from at least a technology perspective usually has a URL behind it outside of just Twitter or whatever your, you know, communication social media thing of choice is. So anyways, absent of completing that script, which I feel like I might have to actually do. I know I did Discord and one other one. I had two of those already set up. But anyways, what I wanted was a mobile application. And if someone can tell me something else that I could be using besides Beeper that's relatively easy to set up or relatively cheap, or I'll pay whatever at this point. These are kind of my requirements, are Slack, Discord, are the two big ones. I would like to have Mastodon, like following of a channel or following of my own threads or whatever. And I think that's pretty much it. I want Mattermost, I want Discord, I want Slack, or not Mattermost, but Mastodon, Slack, and Discord. What Beeper has is also supports Signal, and they're like in a trial phase right now, or a startup phase, or whatever. So you register, and then like a month or so, they'll send you an email activation. So you have, with Beeper, it's like, a lot of them, but not all of them. So excuse me, I added Signal, Discord, Signal, Discord, LinkedIn, and Slack. And you can pick which channels in Slack you want to have in added, right? You can pick which ones you want to have, like what channels. So you don't have to worry about, like, you know, if you're going to get spammed by all your Discord channels. You can pick which ones you want to be in your feed. And I also want it to be mobile too, so I don't, and not necessarily mobile, but able to access it with a small device. If I have to use like a terminal, that would also be fine, but I would rather prefer something with a nice UI. So if you know any suggestions that gives me those four things, let me know. But Beeper is a kind of like a matrix bridge, a hosted matrix bridge that will do all those for you. So I think you can set it up yourself if you want, and it's essentially like a matrix bridge with a matrix server with a bunch of bridges installed on it. To my knowledge, there's not a Mastodon bridge, which I don't know why that doesn't exist. Maybe I don't really understand what I'm supposed to be doing. Maybe I'm supposed to use another party and then connect that to there. But there's, from what I can understand, there's no Matrix Mastodon bridge. But that's one piece that I am missing. Beeper does support Matrix. So, in theory, you could set up your own Matrix server, whatever you want to do, and essentially write your own plugins, connectors, or whatever. So, I've been using Beeper for about a month and a half now or so. The desktop is weird. Everything centers around the desktop client. That hit some robo checks. Everything centers around a desktop client, and authentication is odd. There's no password on your account, so far as I know. There's a recovery token you can get if you can't log in, but it's like a, you know, install a desktop application. When you put it on your mobile, you register. Once you register, you get an invite. Once you get the invite, it tells you to install a desktop client. Once you get the desktop client, you use that to authenticate with the mobile client, and it generates a barcode to scan. And at no time do you actually set a password, as far as I remember, at least. They did give you a recovery code, which is essentially maybe a one-time key for your password. It's like 24 characters or something ridiculous. So the sign-up process is a little wonky if you're not into it, and I know a lot of services are doing this now where they're just straight up forgetting. They're not even doing passwords anymore. I know for one of my healthcare things, you can't even log in with any 2FA or anything. They just send you an email, which is not great because most of that stuff I attach to my Yahoo because I don't want my Gmail ending up anywhere. So I will only put my Gmail in a box when it's absolutely critical that I get notifications from that as soon as possible, or actual people. And even then, I don't trust people to give it to people. So I'll even say, hey, here's my Gmail, but please don't put this email in any box. This is only for you personally. Don't send me any e-cards or e-bytes or any of that crap to this email. If you want to send me that, then send it to my Yahoo. So it's weird authentication, and the way it sets it up, you can essentially pick what channels you want to have pop up. And as far as notifications go, I think the notifications for Discord are managed still in Discord. So if you like set up your channels the way you want and notifications you want in Discord, and then you just turn that server on, you'll get the notifications you want. But there's also a feature called like low priority, which if you're getting a bunch of spam from one channel and you don't want to necessarily, I guess, manage the notifications in Discord, you can put it to low priority. So that way you can still see them, but they're not going to pop up in your inbox or whatever. What I did notice recently, and I don't know if it's doing it right now. Let me check. I want to say my inbox used to have channels in it, I swear. Maybe I'm crazy, but it's inbox-based. It's more message base. The idea is it's more wrapped around messaging. So the priority there is messaging, not a chat client. But it is a chat client because it supports Slack and Discord. But, so for whatever reason, I swear I didn't have to do this. Maybe it was on the desktop and I can't even tell the difference because the integration is so beautiful between the two. I can't tell the difference. But I have to manually click my Discord channels to see, you know, what messages I've missed, so it'll have like a little flag there, but I have to put the hamburger menu to see which messages I missed. So I don't know if that's a bug or a feature, or maybe I haven't noticed that because I use the desktop client a lot. But if somebody messages you directly on Discord, obviously, or in the chat on Discord, you'll see it there. So I like it. Little thingy's making sure you stop. So, I like it so far, so good. I don't feel like Mastodon's going to be an option. They do have Matrix support. So, if I could find or some kind of other bridge to bridge Mastodon to Matrix, then I can add it. Add Mastodon to Beeper, and I will be happy. But but there's, you know, obviously it's not full feature rich across the board. So like, you kind of have to log into LinkedIn every once in a while, and you have to log into Twitter or X every once in a while to like check your messages or whatever. I don't even know if I have Twitter attached to it, but so yeah, I like it. Helps me keep an eye on things. I can be a lot more involved in channels that I want to be involved with. And I can keep an eye on things a lot better. But apparently, you know, you can set up your own, and it's not necessarily easy. But maybe I'll get to that point. Probably not. But that's pretty much where it's at. I don't know if you remember way back, we had Trillium services where you could, like as a multi-check client protocol. So it was like AOL, AOL Instant Messenger, IRC, ICQ, and it supported like maybe one or two other ones. Yahoo Messenger, and you could have a single chat app for everything. And somewhere along the way, we lost that need because, you know, now you got signals and telegrams and all that. And everybody's got a chat preference. I know WeChat was one that we used in Ireland with our group. And I don't, the whole secure messaging thing is a farce. You actually feel like you actually stick out like a sore thumb when you're using these encrypted protocols. Like, if you're going to do shady stuff, don't do it on, like, Telegram, right? Or, right, anywhere that's, like, supposed to be used for that stuff, because you're just going to end up, like, sticking out like a sore thumb, right? You want to mix in with the crowd, that's probably your best bet, is to use some kind of weird codes, or, you know, whatever. So anyways, that's pretty much it I have for them. As far as other options, I don't know of any. I was listening to a podcast and I heard them talking briefly about some other options, but they were, you know, unfederated things that, you know, they're trying to get people to use, but I need something that's going to support all the real stuff. The people use, but that none of these third-party kind of other protocol-based ones are gonna work. That's pretty much it. Again, if you know anything that will support Slack, Mastodon, whatever it is, Slack, Mastodon, GitHub, that would be great because. Those are the ones that I would like to track more, better, easily. Anyways, hope that helps out. Talk to you later.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.